Valis Martinez has lost count of how many foster children she's cared for on the Navajo Nation. She says it could be as many as 10,000. And the Navajo Department of Family Services wishes there were more like her because the demand for safe foster homes is so high. The tribe places about 2,400 kids a year with relatives or foster parents. From KJZZ's Front Terrace Desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales reports.
It's 2 a.m. in Tuba City, and a police officer rings Valis Martinez's doorbell. Martinez isn't alarmed. It happens all the time. She opens the door and welcomes the child. No bag, no toothbrush, just the clothes on his back and a sad story. Mom or dad were driving drunk, parents were cooking meth or hurting each other, or homeless. Martinez has heard it all.
They're scared. Some are in tears, screaming, no, take me home. But I open my arms and hug them and I say, I'm here, there's a roof here, a place, a warm place to sleep. Let mom settle down, dad settle down.
Martinez has had as many as 16 children at one time in her tiny home. She's also raised three of her own. When the children arrive, she says they don't want to talk. But she shares with them her own story of abuse, and they usually open up.
I had a foster child that came back and said that. Auntie, all the clothes you bought me, my mom burned it. She said, you didn't need to be perfect. She came back with rags. And I said, no. I said, when you're going home, you put those back on. I said, we'll get you new clothes.
How do all these stories not break your heart?
They do. But it's where you have to make yourself strong, not to wipe your tears in front of them.
And for the last few years, Martinez has had help from Ronald Joe, her boyfriend. Joe says when they first went out to a Navajo song and dance with the foster kids, he was caught up with what everyone else thought of him with all these kids.
And I was just shaking, and I was sweating too, even though it was cool in sight. And we sat down, and I told her, people are staring at us. Then she told me, don't mind them.
Joe and Martinez say it's tricky going out in public because you don't want to run into the biological parents. And sometimes the kids start calling Martinez and Joe mom and dad. Joe's learned the hard way not to get attached, though. He helped Martinez with an infant, taught him to sit up, crawl, and just when he had learned to walk, the caseworker took him back to his family.
Man, I went down the drain. It was very hard. It was sometimes a dream of him, and, you know, do you have to treat them like your own, but try not to get really attached.
Foster home licensing specialist Elsie Elthy calls Valis Martinez a superhero. Elthy only has two emergency homes she can turn to on the western side of the reservation. The other homes are in Flagstaff and Phoenix.
There's so many kids, and the system cannot keep up. It used to be just alcohol, and then about 15 years ago, I started hearing about meth, and that has completely destroyed families.
The 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act requires Elthy to place children first with family members. If she can't find one, then she takes them to Martinez or another Navajo foster family. If they're at capacity, then she goes to the non-Navajo families off the reservation. Children on the Navajo Nation are about four times more likely to be in the foster care system compared to the number of kids in Arizona. Last year, the tribe didn't receive federal funds for 3 months because of budget cuts to Health and Human Services. So foster parents had to dig in their own pockets to buy food and pay for gas.
I scraped, I borrowed, I begged. You know, I need some food for my families. They need clothing, you know, can you help pay for their electric bill? Can you help, you know, bring in some wood?
Elthy was once a foster kid herself before the time of the Indian Child Welfare Act. A white foster mom in California cared for her and told her, I couldn't love you more if you were my own daughter. She wanted that for other children who'd been abused or neglected.
You know, we used the concept of even though they're not my blood relatives, I'm going to treat them like they are my family. It means in the middle of the night, even though I haven't had anything to eat, you know, I'm going to help them as much as I can.
Martinez lives by the same belief. And when the children leave her home, she hopes they leave knowing they are loved. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.